here's the thing I wanted to bring up. So this was from February 2nd, 2024. Jeffrey Epstein's secret bank account is still moving millions and no one knows why. The New York Times reported that the bank had $693,000 in assets when Epstein died back in August, but received roughly $12.9 million in the months afterwards. The account was cleared out and left with just under $500,000 around the first of the year. So there's that headline, Jeffrey Epstein's secret bank account is still moving millions and no one knows why. Well, here's one from just July 8th from Niall Bradley. Says $12 million total was transferred from Epstein's estate after he died to an offshore bank account he had previously set up in the Virgin Islands. A lawyer told a local judge it was sent by mistake.
Whoops-a-doodle.
And the judge didn't believe him. The checks were for routine payments like cable TV bills and phone service for Epstein's many properties. More evidence that Epstein was, in fact, released from that prison, his death faked, and is currently living under an assumed identity under Mossad CIA protective custody. So that's his theory. That's not my theory. That's his theory. And what do you say about the bank accounts that are still moving money? Nick, what do you have to say about that? And what do you say about his theory that Jeffrey Epstein actually isn't dead?
My thoughts on the money. I thought that Wexner was giving Epstein power of attorney because he's being blackmailed. And I also thought that Leon Black was giving Jeffrey Epstein $160 million because he was being blackmailed. But over the years, I've kind of changed my tune on that. Wexner had a lot of connections to the CIA and also to organized crime. But I think that Jeffrey Epstein was laundering dirty money for these guys. That's what I believe at this point. I think that he was taking a cut. I mean, he might have been blackmailing some people, no doubt about it, but I think that he was a laundromat for all the dirty little deeds that our intelligence agencies do. I mean, that's the conclusion that I came to. And whether or not he's alive or dead, I don't even want to speculate on that. I get that we can get mired down. My whole thing with this is I have seen these networks at work, and I've seen just the carnage that's left in their wake with these kids. And we have to stop this. We have to make sure that our government doesn't traffic children anymore or doesn't cover up the trafficking of children. That's what we have to do as Americans, or we're just going to become a mudslide and we're going to go off a cliff. I don't think, now people might think I'm deluded. I'm not taking any psychiatric medication, but I believe that we can do this. I believe that Americans have the decency. And the other thing about the Epstein issue, children have been molested with impunity, and that's something that can unite the right and the left. And the right and the left are so heavily polarized right now that I believe it's the only issue that can unite the right and the left.
I think there's other issues, but yeah, I think definitely this is one that could unite the right and the left.
I don't think those are real things anymore. I mean, all the Democrat versus Republican bullshit I see about this, where, you know, Blondie, Crystal Ball's husband, is crowing about this. And I'm like, oh yeah, Kamala would have got to the bottom of it, dude. That's really a great point. They're trying to herd everybody back into their pens. You watch Ben Shapiro do it with the Kennedy. He goes, oh, I don't really care who killed Kennedy. I mean, conspiracy used to be a left-wing thing, and now it's infected the right. It's to get you back in your zoo animal pen of left and right. So I don't think real people are really falling for it the way it looks from media. I really don't. Because I talk to people, they're like, what is this? I'll see people – now I'm in showbiz, right? So I'll see people that just want to keep their head down and do their job. And if everybody would stop doing that, you don't have to kill nobody. You don't have to do nothing violent. You could just stop lying and going along to get along every day, and it would just collapse.
The media and the government have worked together on Epstein very efficiently, but we know it's a lie now. So it's time for us to unite and make our legislators actually work for us, we the people, like they're supposed to, and do the right thing like they're supposed to. And this is something very definitive This is not ambiguous. This is something very definitive that they can do.
So what do you make of this, Nick? So this guy tweets out, Wall Street's Silver says, Epstein banked with Chemical Bank. That's who he banked with, which is greater than J.P. Morgan. It's a big club. And then he links to this 2023 story. It says U.S. Virgin Islands subpoenas Elon Musk documents for lawsuit concerning Jeffrey Epstein's bank and J.P. Morgan Chase. And underneath here, it says the court order seeks any communication between Elon Musk and J.P. Morgan Chase Bank about Jeffrey Epstein, as well as between Mr. Musk and Epstein. And so then one more. And so this is the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. So if you see this, it says that the Commodity Futures and Trading Commission today issued an order filing and settling charges against J.P. Morgan Chase & Company and its subsidiaries for manipulative and deceptive conduct and spoofing that spanned at least 8 years and involved hundreds of thousands of spoof orders in precious metals and U.S. Treasury futures contracts on the Commodity Exchange, the New York Mercantile Exchange, and the Chicago Board of Trade. This case is brought in connection with the Division of Enforcement Spoofing Task Force. And right here it says, the order finds that J.P. Morgan's illegal trading significantly benefited J.P. Morgan and harmed other market participants. J.P. Morgan is required to pay a total of $920.2 million, which is almost $1 billion, the largest amount of monetary relief ever imposed by the CFTC, including the highest restitution and a civil money penalty amounts in any spoofing case. So what do you, that's
Alex Jones level settlement.
So what do you, so that was from September 29th, 2020. What do you make of all that, Nick?
Well, that, U.S. Virgin Islands versus J.P. Morgan, that's been winding in court for quite some time. And with what we know about the Virgin Islands and Epstein set up there is that the American media doesn't really report accurately on this, as we've talked about. But there was an Australian newspaper that reported on Epstein's setup in the Virgin Islands. And they found that that there were 11 and 12 year olds that were being molested on that island. And what caused the Virgin Islands to initiate that lawsuit was that the Trafficking Victims Protection Act, they said that J.P. Morgan had violated that with Epstein and ergo their lawsuit. But check this out. On the St. Croix is the largest city in the Virgin Islands, and their newspaper is called The Source. And this is a quote from it. Epstein offered J.P. Morgan access to such high-profile individuals as Prince Andrew of Great Britain, Microsoft founder Bill Gates, American billionaire and private equity investor Leon Black, former U.S. presidential advisor David Gergen, Israeli general and politician Ehud Barak, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, the children of former Australian Prime Minister Paul Keating, Lord Peter Mandelson of the British government, the Agnelli family of Fiat Motor fame, and the ruling sheikhs. And this is kind of the crescendo. And Epstein is Jewish, but yet the ruling sheikhs of Kuwait, Bahrain, Dubai, and the United Arab Emirates, among others. So Jeffrey Epstein was locked in to all these entities and all these people. And that's why I've concluded that it was a huge, huge money laundering operation. And the Virgin Islands is suing because they say that J.P. Morgan facilitated Epstein's child trafficking, which it did. I mean, they knew what Jeffrey Epstein was about.
Okay. All right. Well, we got to move on. I really appreciate you stopping by, Nick. Everybody should check out your book, The Franklin Scandal.
Oh, Nick, wait. Have you ever seen the clip of Lewis Black, the comedian, on Tuesday with Stories talking about going to Epstein's house with Bobby Slayton? Well, a long time ago before the charges. You know, he's the biggest house in New York. He walks in, I can't believe it. Nobody else made a big deal about this because I couldn't believe it. Lewis Blacksey went in. There was like a marker board that Jeffrey pointed to that looked like there was like plan, you know, like, I don't know, football plan. He goes, yeah, the defense minister of Israel was just here. We were going over some plans.
Okay, so here it is. I'll play it.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Okay, ready? Here it is.
And it was the kind of thing you go into is, when we got here, here's what's, it's weird from the beginning because it's like, you go in and he's got a whiteboard and there's all of this stuff drawn on it. Mm. And he goes, you want me to tell you what that is? And I go, yeah, well, sure, Bobby and I. He goes, you know, I had the Israeli defense minister here last night for dinner. And then he's got me and Bobby Slayton. I mean, what kind of a fucking, are you shitting me? And then he said, and so we were talking about, he was showing me what kind of defense systems Israel would use in case of attack.
Wow.
And I thought, you know what? First up, what is the Israeli defense minister? What the fuck is the matter? Why would you tell me this is already, now it's weird.
Yes.
Yeah. Nothing else is weird, but I know this was like a honk, honk, something is wrong in this house.
Yeah. Sure. This is a guy who's working on his defense many years before.
Right. Yeah, I mean, right.
And
so that's major. Who's that defense minister?
Probably it could have been Ehud Barak or Netanyahu was the defense minister at one point too.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. All right, Nick, we got to move on. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much. Everybody go to EpsteinJustice.com, right? Is that what it's called?
EpsteinJustice.com. Sign up for the next webinar. And we can do this. We can overcome this type of perfidiousness in our government. I believe that we can. I could be wrong, but I'm an optimist. And I believe that we can make this happen.
Okay. Nick Bryan, nice to meet you. Thanks for coming on. We'll talk to you again soon.
Nice to meet
I'm sure.
you, Jimmy. Okay. Nice to meet you, Kurt.
You too, brother.
Hey, come see us on tour. We're going to be in Toronto, Red Bank, New Jersey, Northampton, Massachusetts, Concord, New Hampshire, Oxnard, California, Rutherford, New Jersey, New York, Edmonton, Calgary, and Vancouver. Go to jimmydore.com for a link for tickets.